When you bought sugar, did you buy it in 100-pound lots?
No, we never bought sugar in 100-pound lots. We buy 50 cents worth of sugar or a dollar's worth of sugar, and it would be put in a paper sack.
When you bought feed, I guess you didn't, you raised your own.
We didn't buy much feed. About the only thing we bought was cottonseed cake. And we didn't buy too much of that because we would keep the cottonseed maybe out of one or two bales of cotton. And we would put cottonseed, feed the cows cottonseed, the milk cows. And then we would get nubbins. Nubbin is a small ear of corn, one that didn't grow as large as the rest of them. It's short, you know. And a cow could get all of that in her mouth and chew it up. Mm-hmm. And we would pick through the corn, and as we would shuck the corn for hogs or horses, when we came to those nubbins, we would put them off to one side. Mm-hmm. And then we would maybe feed a cow half a dozen of those nubbins. Mm-hmm. Or possibly a half gallon of cottonseed. And of course they had plenty of hay. Mm-hmm. That's what we fed, and that's why we didn't need any more milk when we did.
Where did you grow your hay?
We had a hay meadow out in the back part of the farm. It was prairie hay, it was wild hay. We didn't have any tame hay. The only tame hay we ever grew was cane broadcast, so the stems wouldn't be so large and the cattle would eat. I contend today that's a good feed. It's good. It's sweet, and the stock will eat it.
Did you get any of these coarse bags or sacks? Maybe you had one.
We referred to them as toe sacks. I still do. There's a few people call them burlap bags, but very few. They refer to them as toe sack. And I've heard some people in the area call them gunny sacks. But always in my growing up, and even now, I just unconsciously call it a toe sack. Toe sack.
Have you ever heard that called a crocus sack?
No. I've never heard it called crocus sack. I've heard them called gunny sacks and burlap bags, but the burlap bag is more or less, it would be third place. Toe sack is
that's the
majority of the people in this area would call it toe sack.
What would you call the amount of something that you could put in a wagon at one time? As much as the wagon would hold.
A load.
And if you had only a partial load?
A jag.
That's a good term, isn't it? Yeah. A little jag of syrup,
yeah, a little jag
of sugar. When did you get horseshoes in the early days?
We bought horseshoes. We had our horses shot at the blacksmith shop, and even as small as buying in. They had two blacksmith shops. Hmm. And nowadays, you've got to search the country over to find somebody that can shoe a horse. Mm-hmm.
But they have traveling blacksmiths now, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did their horseshoes come there? In barrels?
Yes, in kegs similar to mail kegs. Mm-hmm. They would order different sizes. Maybe they'd have half a dozen kegs of horseshoes.
My goodness.
Different sizes.
When you went to the store and bought something in a bottle,